You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. For more than a year, New York Times reporter Ian Urbina has been investigating what he calls the outlaw ocean, the wild and often lawless world of the high seas, and the network of fishing and cargo ships that bring food and goods to your local supermarket or shopping mall. He's told four stories so far of slavery, pollution, piracy, and murder. The fifth installment of the series is out today. It's about the predatory labor market for ocean workers and a young Filipino man who went looking for work and didn't come home alive. Ian Urbina is here now to tell us more. Ian, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So this installment tells this truly horrific story about a man named Errol Andrade who was living in the Philippines and went to work at sea. Will you tell us first what happened to him?
He was recruited locally, thought that he was headed off to sea to make maybe $500 a month. He was put in an apartment with about 20 other men where they were all locked in during the day, in a pretty gruesome place where there was sexual pressure from the manager who ran the apartment. If you wanted the better jobs and he selected you, then sex was forced upon you, according to several of the men. They waited there, for some of them for weeks, in Errol's case for about a week, and then shipped out to the assigned ship. In his case, he went to a Taiwanese tuna longliner. Then our trail goes a little bit cold in terms of our ability to track Errol specifically. All we know is that about 10 months later, he appears back in port and he's dead. And his body is covered in bruises and cuts. He's missing his pancreas and his one of his eyes. And that's the end of his story.
And he went off on this voyage because he wanted to fix his mom's leaky roof, right? That's what he was trying to accomplish?
That's right. Yeah. So Errol had been bouncing around as a security guard, making very little money, working in the family's rice paddy, bored and sort of aimless. And Errol's main goal was to see the world and also to earn a bit of money to fix up that house because it had a leaking roof and they get a lot of rain there. And that was his main ambition.
And so you say it was this staffing company, Step Up, that put Errol Andrade on this ship. Tell us about that company and how they operate.
So Step Up Marine Enterprise is a company that's been around since about 1990. It's a recruitment firm. It finds workers and puts them on ships and handles their salaries and their paychecks and their plane fare. And this is the company that has been involved in a bunch of trafficking cases over the years, including Errol's. That's how he found out about the job. And that's who, you know, runs the apartment in Singapore where he waited to get placed on the ship.
And so why is it that companies like Step Up can then get away with things like Andrade's death or this ongoing abuse or just bilking of workers?
The ocean is this distinct workplace, right? It's huge. And those who work there are transient by definition, and they're often on vessels that are multinational. So the crew's from maybe three different countries, and the officers are from another, and the ship's owned by a third. And so then you have these manning agencies, which are typically based in one country, so Step Up's in Singapore, but they're recruiting from another country, in this case, the Philippines. In Errol Andrade's case, there's no extradition treaty between the Philippines and Singapore. So even though the head of this company, the Singapore-based company, Step Up, has been charged in absentia by Philippine authorities, they have no ability to bring him back to justice and try him.
How common do you think stories like this are?
More common than I thought as I headed there. We thought we would maybe get a half dozen stories from people in this one village. And virtually everyone we met introduced us to someone else until we essentially ran out of time. All of them, to a man, had not finished their three-year contract and had come back early, which meant they received no wages whatsoever.
Ian Urbina from The New York Times, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You should read that story and the whole series. We have the links at marketplace.org.